Reconciliation. For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Romans 5:10 NIV. The American Heritage Dictionary states that reconcile means to reestablish friendship between, to settle or resolve as a dispute. The way to overcome enmity, ill will, or hostility is to take away the cause of the quarrel. We may apologize for the hasty word, we may pay the money that is due, we may make what restitution is appropriate, but in every case, the way to reconciliation is by effectively dealing with the root cause of the enmity. Reconciliation in the New Testament is to change or exchange enmity for friendship by the sacrifice of Jesus for our sins. Reconciliation is the removal of enmity that stands between people and God. Romans 5:10, Colossians 1:21, Bible Knowledge Commentary, page 457. God's alienation from us is ended by removing the cause of alienation, our sin, guilt, and condemnation, by the death of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:21. In this sense, reconciliation is objective, 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. However, it must be received, Romans 5:11, 2 Corinthians 5:20, by the laying aside of our own alienation and hostility, that is, by repentance and faith in Christ, New Geneva Study Bible, page 1775. As I was thinking about this information on reconciliation, I thought of Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul. He was a persecutor of Christ and his people, an enemy of Christ to the max. Then this happened. You know what I was like when I followed the Jewish religion? How I went after the Christians mercilessly, hunting them down and doing my best to get rid of them all. I was one of the most religious Jews of my own age in the whole country, and tried as hard as I possibly could to follow all the old traditional rules of my religion. But then something happened, for even before I was born, God had chosen me to be His and called me. What kindness and grace! To reveal His Son within me so that I could go to the Gentiles and show them the good news about Jesus. Galatians 1:13-16, The Living Bible. God's enemy became one of God's best friends through the death of His Son. Paul would later say Jesus' ministry was a ministry of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5:18. As stated earlier, this reconciliation has to be received. Be ye reconciled to God, 2 Corinthians 5:20. In 1829, a man named George Wilson robbed the United States Postal Service, killing a person in the process. Later he was caught, found guilty, and was sentenced to die for his crime. Some friends intervened in his behalf and were able to speak to the then President of the United States, Andrew Jackson. President Jackson gave a pardon on Wilson's behalf. When Wilson was informed of this pardon, he refused to accept it. An appeal was sent back to President Jackson asking to advise. The President, not knowing what to do, turned to the United States Supreme Court for an answer. The court gave this ruling: a pardon is a piece of paper, the value of which depends upon its acceptance by the person implicated. It is hardly to be supposed that a person under the sentence of death would refuse to accept a pardon, but if it is refused, it is no pardon. George Wilson must die. The sentence of death was carried out upon George Wilson, even though a pardon was lying in the sheriff's office. The Bible tells us that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:19-20, NIV. A pardon is waiting for you.